My name is Royden Saw. I'm a member here, and I usually come on the family teaching sections. So I have been asked as a board member to talk a little bit about giving and generosity and why I contribute to Kadampa Center. And are we online as well? Okay. Can you see me? Okay. Good. So I've been a member here for a while, and I've been thinking about my history of what the Kadampa Center means to me. And one of the things that right off the bat occurred to me is when I started going to teachings in the basement about 15 or so years ago. It's a foreign place. I am not of a tradition that started out practicing Mahayana Buddhism. So coming to this practice, to this symbolism, to the altar, was all new to me. And one of the things that made it accessible is the fact that Kadampa Center, as opposed to a lot of other Buddhist centers, does not charge for classes. Because I think if I would have said, okay, to keep the center going, we have to charge everybody $10 or $15 or whatever it is per class or per session, that would have been an inhibitor. And, you know, over the intervening 15 years, I have noticed that I'm still a little bit uncomfortable. This is still not my background. This is something that I come to very mindfully or approach as an outsider. And I don't think that is necessarily a bad thing. It is just a thing. So coming into this tradition as an outsider makes me mindful of what it does bring into my life and the practices that I try to conduct that will help the ones that are closest to me, my loved ones, and those a little bit farther out, my acquaintances, and then finally the people that I don't know, and hopefully all sentient beings. So the Kadampa Center creates a space that is foreign to most of us, creates Dharma practices that we all find beneficial, and ultimately can benefit not only ourselves, not only our loved ones, not only our people that we don't know, but all sentient beings, which is basically the mission of the Kadampa Center. And as a board member, we, the board, is focused only on financial matters. We just keep the lights on. We talk about what things cost and the nickels and dimes. So I would like you to consider contributing to the Kadampa Center in one of three ways, not only financially, but also in kind. We have certainly needs for products, and Jill can talk to you about what the needs are of the center to keep it going. Paper towels and different items that we use to keep the center going, but also practices. So the mandala practice of the hand mudra that was taught by Geshe Gelug yesterday at the family teaching is intentional request for practice for Geshe Gelug. Is that correct? One of the four ways to appeal for the annual appeal. So, donations of funds to keep the center going, in-kind participation, paper towels and such, which Jill will be able to help out with, practices, which is the mandala hand mudra, and am I missing one? And service, because we have grounds and volunteers. And again, Jill can talk to you about all of the different ways that one can volunteer. So, if you find benefit, like I did in this center, please consider ways to give back, ways to conduct generosity, and I appreciate it. Y'all have a good meeting.